We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. Hello, folks. Tom Glazer is my name. With me are Pete Seeger and Bess and Butch Hawes to sing some songs for you. You know, sometimes a song can tell a story better than any other way, and that's where we come in. Now, Pete Seeger here is going to start us off with an old-time hard-hitting song called I'm A-Gonna Starve. Peter, bring that eloquent voice and banjo of yours over and tell everybody what's on your mind. I'm A-Gonna Starve, poor boy.
When you go to work, well, you work like the devil. At the end of the week, you're not on the level. Payday comes, you pay your rent. End of the week, you ain't got a cent to buy fat back meat, pinto beans, cook up a mess of turnip greens. Could no use to bellyache every day at noon. Kids get to crying in a different tune.
I'm a-gonna starve, and everybody will, if they don't wise up on Capitol Hill.
Patches on the britches, hole in my hat. Ain't had a shave since my wife got fat. No use to complain, we're all that way. Can't get the money to move away. $12 a week is all we get. How in the heck can we live on that? I got a wife and 14 kids. All we got is two bedsteads.
I'm a-gonna starve, and everybody will, if they don't wise up on Capitol Hill.
When you buy clothes on easy terms, collector treats you like a measly worm. $1 down, and then Lord knows, if you can't make the payment, they take your clothes. When you go to bed, you can't sleep. You owe so much at the end of the week. No use to bellyache, we're all that way. Collectors at the door till they get our pay.
I'm a-gonna starve, and everybody will, if they can't wise up on Capitol Hill.
Swell, Pete. Friends, living in a democracy as we do, it's kind of up to all of us to see that our Congress does wise up for the good of everybody in the country. Now, your vote is more powerful than guns or bullets, and the better you vote, the better our country will be. You know, things get out of hand sometimes down in Washington, D.C., enough to make us boiling mad. Which brings me to the next number. Butch and I are going to team up on a ditty called I'm As Mad As I Can Be. Mr. Hawes, let's have it.
I'm as mad as I can be, don't talk to me. I'm so doggone mad that I can hardly see. The war is over and the battle's done. Stand here wondering what we won. Prices up and the pay scale's down. Everybody broke in my hometown. It's mean and it's bad and it ain't any fun. Down in the Senate in Washington, throwing out every good thing we ever done. Oh, I said it's mean and it's bad and it ain't any fun. Down in the Senate in Washington, throwing out every good thing we ever done.
Well, I'm as mad as I can be.
Don't speak to me, don't talk to me. I'm so doggone mad that I can hardly see. Everybody's gotta have a job with pay. That's the problem till you're old and gray. You can double talk this, you can double talk that, but you can't get around that problem, Jack. Honest pay for an honest chore and an honest dollar at the corner store. That's the job that I hired my senator for.
I said
honest pay for an honest chore and an honest dollar at the corner store. That's the job that I hired my senator for.
Well, now it's my turn to put my 2 cents in. If Congress kills the OPA, I'd have to put my $2 in. I'm going to sing a talking blues called the Inflation Talking Blues. It's sad, brother, it's sad. Now, friends and neighbors of the United States, come listen to a story that's sad to relate. Takes place in a town where the hot air blows, over the lobbies where the filibuster grows, hardy perennial, evergreen. Now, down in that town, there's a fella working there. He ain't a barber, but he gets some people's hair. He gets paid to squeeze, he gets paid to twist. They call this critter a lobbyist. High pressure, all thumbs, fits every size buttonhole. He's a glad hander, he's a back thumper. Of course, he's only doing his job. He's a very hard worker. Gets a bonus from the National Association of Manufacturers, from the National Association of Real Estate Boards, from the National Association of Retail Dry Goods Merchants. Big shots. Well, this here feller, I'm sorry to say, is trying to kill the OPA. Trying to kill the vets' housing bill. There's other good bills he's trying to kill. He's a killbilly. Of course, he's only doing his job. He's a hard worker. Gets a bonus from the National Association of Manufacturers, from the National Association of Real Estate Boards, National Association of Dry Goods Merchants, all the big shots. Now, friends and neighbors of the USA, tell you what'll happen if they kill OPA. Your beat-up buck won't be worth a cent. Prices will fly up to the firmament, sky-high rent. Sky-high food and sky-high everything. Of course, the lobbyist is only doing his job. Hard worker gets a bonus from the National Association of Manufacturers, from the National Association of Real Estate Boards, from the National Association of Dry Goods Merchants. Now, if you don't want to spend $10 a pound for steak, and if you don't want to spend $50 for cake, if you don't want to spend $20 for greens, $200 for rent, Lord knows what for beans, write a card to your congressman now, today. Tell him to save that OPA. Tell him to fight just as hard as he's able for the National Association of American People. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. It sure is hard, it sure is hard. Peter, now that we've had a talking blues, come and do us a little singing blues. How about it? What have you got in that line?
Well, seems to me I remember back about 10 years ago, heard a song called After All My Hard Traveling. That was back in Depression days, and this is a Depression blues.
Depression, depression, what a terrible word, and what an awful, miserable memory it brings to mind. You know, if they kill that OPA and inflation sets in, we're bound to have a worse depression than even the last one. Tell us about it, Peter, and we'll all join in with you.
Lost all my money, ain't got a dime. Giving up this whole world, leaving it behind. But after all my hard traveling, things is about coming my way. The rent was due, the lights was out. I says, Mama, what's it all about? But after all my hard traveling, things is about coming my way. If you don't want me, Mama, you don't have to stall. I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. But after all my hard traveling, things is about coming my way. Can't get a job, can't buy no grub. Backbone and navel, doing the belly rub. But after all my hard traveling, things is about coming my way.
Oh, the trouble with a dollar today is that it just ain't a dollar anymore. Friends, here's what I mean.
I was feeling kind of hungry, so I thought I'd buy some bread. I went into the corner grocery store. I took out the usual money, but the grocer shook his head. 'Cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. Oh, a dollar bill don't buy what it used to. Don't buy what it used to. Don't buy what it used to. A dollar bill don't buy what it used to. 'Cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. Now I live in a rooming house. My room is awful small. As a matter of fact, it's only 2x4. Well, the landlord raised my rent, and now I'm living in the wall. 'Cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. Oh, a dollar bill don't buy what it used to. Don't buy what it used to. Don't buy what it used to. A dollar bill don't buy what it used to. 'Cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. Here's a letter. lesson in arithmetic. Now one and one makes two, and it is true that two and two makes four. But when the prices get higher, why, arithmetic's a liar, 'cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. Oh, a dollar bill, don't buy what it used to, don't buy what it used to, don't buy what it used to. A dollar bill, don't buy what it used to, 'cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. From the tree that grows in Brooklyn to the Gulf of Mexico, from Florida out to the western shore, we'll grab Congress by the collar, save the OPA, we'll holler, 'cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore. Oh, a dollar bill, don't buy what it used to, don't buy what it used to, don't buy what it used to. A dollar bill, don't buy what it used to, 'cause a dollar ain't a dollar anymore.
You call, sort of call that song, A Dollar Bill Won't Buy, period. Well, Tom, all these songs are okay, but after all, singing's one thing, but what can we really do to save the OPA?
Well, one main thing, Pete, is this. Everybody should write to Congress right away. Tell them to keep the OPA with no strings attached, and that means all those amendments they're cooking up. That's what people ought to do.
We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA.
Go tell your congressman, go tell your senator, go tell your congressman, go tell your senator, tell your congressman down on the... We gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save. We gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, we gotta save, we gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, gotta save, gotta save the OPA. We gotta save, gotta save, gotta save the OPA.
Gotta save, gotta save, gotta save the OPA.